local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Yeah, busy Monday here. It is February 5th, 2024. Welcome into the program, Pensacola Right Now, with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3. Text line 850-437-1620. Appreciate those of you who have already chimed in today and also provided those traffic tips. 850-2626-111 if you prefer doing it the old-fashioned way and talking to Austin one-on-one. That is a big selling point for me. 6:13, not a whole lot of time to dive into our top three stories before our first check of the roads and weather. Number one, the U.S. continuing the strikes against Iran-backed groups in the Middle East. American forces hit four anti-ship missiles and a land attack cruise missile in Yemen that were getting set to target ships in the Red Sea.
We currently assess that we had good effects and that the strikes destroyed or functionally damaged more than 80 targets at the seven facilities.
It's Major General Pat Ryder who also says the strikes likely resulted in casualties. This comes as Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to the Middle East to push for a humanitarian pause in the fighting between Israel and Hamas. Republicans are lining up in opposition to the Senate's bipartisan border security and foreign aid package unveiled over the weekend. The bill comes with a price tag of about $118 billion, providing aid to both Israel and Ukraine, and roughly $20 billion earmarked to securing the border. House Speaker Mike Johnson, not a fan, though, saying it's not even close to ending what he called the border catastrophe and that the bill would be dead on arrival in the House if it even makes it out of the Senate. And King Charles diagnosed with cancer.
Doctors are advising him not to appear in the public eye and to postpone his public duties until after treatment. It's unclear when that treatment will be completed.
And Buckingham Palace did not reveal the type of cancer or the prognosis, but did say the king began regular treatments on Monday. Of course, a couple of weeks ago, he was hospitalized for a prostate operation. It is not believed to be related to that. He will pause his public events, but will remain head of state. Those are today's top three stories, 6:15. Austin, how are the roads looking?
Well, there's not a lot to report on, but a couple of things that we do have are rather noteworthy. But before we get into that, this traffic and weather report is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see, looking at traffic here, there's, once again, as I said, only a couple of noteworthy incidents, both caused by traffic accidents, though. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area. Excuse me. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Oriole Beach, we do have a lot of backups in that area still due to a previously reported accident. Also, if we go to Navarre Beach, if you're traveling westbound towards the Windhaven Beach area and a little bit further west beyond that, we had a lot of backups there caused from an accident report. Still some minor congestion, but it does appear to be dying down quite swiftly. So outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for too long.
All right. Meteorologist Alan Strom with a look at the forecast.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up and the rain is out, so it's moved out and will be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. It's going to be 44 overnight tonight as far as the low goes. Pretty interesting story here for tomorrow. Might generate some buzz and excitement. NASA and SpaceX officials appear to be planning for a splashdown off the coast of Pensacola tomorrow. According to the PNJ, the FAA has issued a notice to pilots that would restrict airspace in the Gulf from 5:10 to 5:40 tomorrow afternoon. The restriction would cover a 9-mile area about 30 miles offshore. The splashdown was originally planned for the East Coast, but weather conditions are prompting the change, and the SpaceX Dragon and its all-European crew will undock from the International Space Station a little after 8 tomorrow morning and prepare for the reentry, and all that should take about 9 hours when it's all said and done. Already generating excitement in Santa Rosa County. During this morning's committee meeting, District 3 Commissioner James Calkins introduced the idea of the county setting a new record for housing Florida's largest American flag. Commission Chairman Sam Parker suggested the county use tourist development dollars to pay for it.
I actually think that comparatively to some of the money that this board has spent in the last 12 months on tourist development, that this flag could actually be more impactful to tourist development. To, you know, maybe, I can't tell you how many people would come to Santa Rosa just for that, but I can tell you we absolutely could incorporate it into our marketing, you know.
And so an agenda item will be added to Thursday's meeting that should include estimates on what the project would likely run. Calkins' idea suggested the flag could be housed at the administrative complex on Caroline Street, although that is not set in stone yet. Escambia Schools announcing their 2025 Teacher of the Year. I'm not quite sure why they announce a 2025 Teacher of the Year when it's not 2025 and 2024 is less than 2 months old, but I digress. Right. I think it has to do with when the actual competition takes place, because it's not until January, but still, it's just,
it's, you know, weird.
Throws people for a loop. Anyway, Cassie McGee, a fifth grade teacher at Pine Meadow Elementary School. She's worked for the district since 2005. The district says during the 2022-23 school year, 90% of her students made learning gains in math, with an average rise from a level 2 to 3. So, of course, she'll represent the district in the state Teacher of the Year competition. Congratulations to Cassie McGee. We'll take a break there. Coming back, state and national headlines. A busy Monday on Pensacola right now.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in Thursday at 10:30 and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 96% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. And in addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Registration for the spring semester is still open. Session D classes begin on March 11th. You can head over to PensacolaState.edu for more. That's PensacolaState.edu. Pensacola State College. Go here, get there.
Join Great Southern Restaurant Group, the home to the Fish House, Atlas Oyster House, Jackson's, Angelina's, and Five Sisters this Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 9. They'll be talking about Valentine's Day, Pensacon, and other fun things you don't want to miss. That's all Wednesday at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Great Southern Restaurants.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News to talk to Sheriff Bob Johnson on his way to Tallahassee to advocate for a bill that would let a cop, when he pulls you over, if you have signed up for the service, see that somebody in the car might have special needs, like be autistic or be deaf, for example. Very interesting bill. Also, talk with Ryan Jenkins, our farmer in Jay, Florida, about how farmers are choosing to grow peanuts this year and not any cotton and the logistics of that very difficult decision. Find the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin.
It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see, looking at traffic here, only really two things to report on, similarly to last break. If you are traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards the Oriole Beach area, we still have some heavy backups here and there in that area caused by a previously reported traffic incident. And we did have an accident report on Navarre Beach. We actually had a couple that were causing a lot of issues if you were traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, but it looks like just about all of that congestion is gone. So anything else that's holding you up should not be doing so for too long.
The skies will slowly clear up as we head through the overnight hours, and over the next couple of days, we've got sunshine in the forecast. Overnight, lows will drop down into the 40s. Next few days, highs will mainly be in the mid to low 60s. Dry for the rest of this work and school week, but again, over the weekend, we've got a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 51 degrees right now. Taking a look at what's happening around the state of Florida today. Ahead of spring break season in Miami Beach next month, Governor Ron DeSantis says he's being proactive and announcing that Florida will deploy Highway Patrol and FDLE agents to clamp down on out-of-control violence and parties.
We're not going to let the streets be taken over. We're not going to let the residents who live here have their quality of life diminished. We're not going to allow businesses to be hurt.
And saying it's not fair to those residents or business owners who have to deal with the same issues year after year.
That's a very good point there. And speaking of DeSantis, he's showing support for legislation focusing on homelessness throughout Florida. A proposed bill would prohibit people from camping on public streets or sidewalks. It would also provide funding for substance abuse and mental health services, as well as additional support for shelters. During his speech, DeSantis had a sign on the podium that read, "Don't allow Florida to become San Francisco," clearly a shot to their rising homelessness and crime rates.
Yeah, University of Florida releasing its shark bite statistics for 2023. According to Joe Miguez at UF's International Shark Attack File, there were 69 unprovoked shark attacks worldwide, 16 of which were in Florida waters.
Looking at all of Florida, we had 16 total bites, and then of those, 8 were in Volusia County.
And Volusia, of course, living up to its name as Shark Attack Capital of the World there.
Yes, and you know, if you were to go around the United States and ask what's your favorite sport or what's one of your favorite sports, soccer may not be very popular, but if you're asking worldwide or if you're asking our very own Joe Ford here,
yes,
you might get a different answer. Miami's Hard Rock Stadium will host 7 World Cup matches in 2026, including a quarterfinal and the third place match.
I often tell people we're not the hottest city in America. We're the hottest city in the world, and people know or do know it. And when you have things like FIFA come to your community, that just basically, you know, puts a check mark on what we say is true.
Absolutely, a very big deal there. A Boston Consulting Group study found that host cities can expect a net economic impact of between $90 million and nearly half a billion dollars.
Yeah, and, you know, if you're a big soccer fan, if you have any intentions like I do to try to get to a World Cup game or two, maybe not looking at Miami, but Atlanta would be a much more plausible destination for Pensacolians.
Yeah.
And so I looked it up there. So Atlanta's going to have five group stage games and then three knockout round games. So you have the round of 32, round of 16, and semifinal. So Atlanta is going to be very, very hot and happen in place during the World Cup over the course of that month. So I'm very excited. It has been on my lifelong sports bucket list of attending World Cup match. Didn't get the chance when the U.S. hosted in 1994 because I would have been like
seven,
five.
Oh, really?
So no, seven or eight. Yeah, that's right. But yeah, so we didn't go then, and I've made it my life's mission to go in 2026. So I'm already signed up for the FIFA ticket alerts, and whenever the time comes when, you know, people can enter into the lottery or however it works, I will definitely be buying as many games as I can in the city of Atlanta, because not only is it a closer driving distance, but family in the area on my wife's side, so obviously I don't have to pay for lodging, which is another huge key there for me.
Oh, sure.
6:29 here, right before the Fox News update. Our top three stories briefly: the U.S. launching strikes continued to against the Iran-backed groups in response to the three American soldiers who were killed in a drone strike in Jordan last week. Republicans in both the House and Senate are speaking out on the proposed border security and foreign aid package. House Speaker Mike Johnson says even if it does pass the Senate, it is dead on arrival in the House. And today, King Charles diagnosed with cancer. Buckingham Palace confirming that, but not revealing the type of cancer or the prognosis. National headline sports news right after the Fox News update. Stay tuned.
Tom Rigotti. Text on the Senate's border security bill that includes aid for Israel and Ukraine has been released following an announcement that a bipartisan deal had been made with Minority Leader Mitch McConnell.
And it's now time for Congress to take action on supplemental national security legislation that finally meets those challenges head on.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he plans to hold a test vote on the bill sometime this week. The U.S. and Iranian proxies continue to launch attacks against each other in the Middle East. Fox's Jennifer Griffin reports from the Pentagon.
There have been at least two new attacks by Iranian proxy groups in Syria since Friday night's airstrikes, when a pair of U.S. B-1 bombers took off from Texas, joining other U.S. warplanes in striking 85 targets at seven locations in Iraq and Syria.
Three U.S. troops were killed in a drone strike a week ago. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Palantir is out with fourth quarter results, in-line earnings, and a slight revenue beat. The company has been growing its business over the past year with lots of optimism related to its artificial intelligence platform, or AIP. Palantir, known for its defense and intelligence work with the U.S. government, said its U.S. commercial revenue grew 70% year over year, and shares of Palantir are soaring 19% in after-hours trading. It's back. A perennial favorite for many folks, the Shamrock Shake, is back on the menu as of today at most McDonald's restaurants around the country, about 2 weeks earlier than its arrival last year. You can get the mint-flavored green-tinted shake for a limited time, hopefully at least through St. Patrick's Day. Also on the fast food giant's menu for a limited time, the Oreo Shamrock McFlurry, which comes with crushed Oreo cookies. Stocks fell in the Monday session, unable to extend last week's solid gains. The S&P 500 slipped 15 points. The Dow Industrial shed 274, and the NASDAQ Composite eased 31. That's Your Money Now.
Hey, Pensacola, Dave Ramsey here. I want to talk to you about my friends over at Gulf Coast Air Care. They've been trusted members of your community for over 25 years. Owner Todd St. Ors and his team focus on the indoor air quality side of HVAC for the people who want comfortable, healthy, and energy-efficient homes and workplaces. Gulf Coast Air Care can help you with dusty, moldy, or leaky duct systems, hot or cold rooms, and odors and humidity issues. They test for duct leaks, and they do the repairs. If you need duct cleaning, duct repairs, or air filtration, you should call them today. Remember what Todd always says. If you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Call Gulf Coast Air Care today at 850-934-2768 or visit them online at gulfcoastaircare.com. That's 850-934-2768 or gulfcoastaircare.com.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing for free today at TaxSlayer.com. After the Super Bowl, nothing in the NFL offseason will draw more speculation than the Bears' first overall pick. Will they trade the pick and double down on Justin Fields, or will they ultimately select Caleb Williams at one? Even though much conversation will occur, I think it's obvious that the Bears are drafting Caleb Williams with the first pick and eventually trading Justin Fields. I'm Zach Gelb.
What does it feel like to file with TaxSlayer and get your guaranteed maximum refund? It feels like the last level of a video game, facing off against the final boss who stands between you and your refund.
All your refund has belonged to me.
Using the power of TaxSlayer like a secret power-up he doesn't see coming.
Only the most tax-confident can defeat me.
Throwing your laptop at his video game face and watching him crumble into a giant pile of shiny coin tax refunds.
Oh, not fair. You use TaxSlayer.
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
For the ones who get it done, the most important part is the one you need now. And the best partner is the one who can deliver. That's why millions of maintenance and repair pros trust Grainger. Because we have professional-grade supplies for every industry, even hard-to-find products. And we have same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders. But most importantly, we have an unwavering commitment to help keep you up and running. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, don't tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Yeah. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. So far this hour, we really only had two things that were giving us trouble. Some accident reports on Gulf Breeze Parkway and Navarre Parkway. But the issues in both of those areas have seemingly subsided. However, we do have a new accident report. This is near West 9 Mile Road if you're traveling westbound towards Pine Forest Road. If it's causing some congestion, it appears to be rather minor at the time. We will keep an eye on it, though, and make sure it does not get too severe. Outside of that, though, there's not anything that should be holding you up for too long.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up, and the rain is out, so it's moved out and will be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 6:38 here on Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Taking a look at what's happening around the nation and world today, authorities in Chile say at least 112 people have died by wildfires raging in the country. The National Disaster Response Service says there were over 160 active fires burning throughout the country. Most of those are under control, but firefighters are still working to contain around 40 of them.
And jury deliberations began today in Michigan in the involuntary manslaughter trial of Jennifer Crumley. She's the mother of Ethan Crumley, who shot and killed four classmates and injured seven others at the Oxford High School shooting back in November of 2021. He's now serving life in prison without parole. Jennifer and her husband James were both charged with four counts of involuntary manslaughter, as prosecutors say that they ignored signs that their son was having mental health struggles.
Supreme Court is scheduled to hear arguments Thursday about whether Donald Trump should be removed from Colorado's primary ballot. Of course, a case that will have implications on other similar efforts around the country. The argument to keep Trump off the ballot is that he violated the Constitution by committing insurrection on January 6, 2021.
And keeping with the theme of Trump, he says that it's going to be a little while before he selects a running mate, but he did mention some names who are and aren't under consideration. He was speaking on Fox Sunday Morning Futures. He said he talks to everybody and that he has a lot of good people in mind in his old Trump way. And he singled out South Carolina Senator and former GOP presidential candidate Tim Scott and said he also likes South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, who's Joe's pick currently, to be his pick.
Yeah, mm. I think Trump will want to appeal to female voters. So I just don't think Nikki Haley will be the one. I think Noem will be the pick there. Dangerous storm continues dousing Los Angeles. Mayor Karen Bass urged residents to stay home if they can while the heavy rain is ongoing.
This morning, I have signed a declaration of a local emergency, which will help our response and ensure that the city has the required resources to respond to this storm now, but also in the recovery period.
Downtown LA saw its wettest day in nearly 20 years yesterday. More than 14 million people are under high risk of excessive rainfall across the area. 6:40 now. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports this week?
Well, we'll start with what's going on tonight. We've got a couple of basketball games, one women's, one men's. A high-ranking ACC matchup takes place in women's basketball. Number 15, Louisville, visiting number 3, NC State. That's on ESPN2. The game tipped off at 6 o'clock. Just did a score update here. NC State's opening up the whooping early. We've got, about 4 minutes here until... wait a minute. Yeah, 4 minutes here in the second quarter. I was thinking men's basketball with two 20-minute halves. NC State is up 43-24, so my goodness, they're putting it on there. A little bit later on tonight, though, in men's basketball, there's a good rivalry game on. Number 8, Kansas, travels to take on rival Kansas State at 8 o'clock on ESPN. That's what's going on in sports tonight, but some of the headlines include NBA stars for the Philadelphia 76ers and the reigning MVP, Joel Embiid. He's undergoing surgery for a left meniscus injury. We touched on that last week. He is sure to miss an extended period of time, though sources say that the door isn't closed on him returning at some point this season. A more exact length of absence will be announced once the procedure has been performed. As for the NHL, last Friday night, Edmonton Oilers center Connor McDavid won the NHL's skill competition, and he won a prize of $1 million as a result. Afterwards on Sunday, though, Team Matthews beat Team McDavid 7-4 in the NHL All-Star Final. And then in the NFL, we've got two headlines here, and we'll talk a little bit about the second one. But the first one here, with the Pro Bowl complete, the NFC beat the AFC 64-59 officially. Super Bowl week is here. Opening night kicks off on Monday in Las Vegas, where the 49ers and Chiefs will speak to the media. Players and coaches will make their only public appearance before taking the field on Sunday. Joe, what do you think Patrick Mahomes is going to be asked about at least once?
He'll be asked about Taylor Swift. He'll be asked about what's the single most important thing that the Chiefs have to do to beat the 49ers.
Of course.
Maybe interested to know how his dad's doing.
Okay, well, and that's the thing. What you may be asking, well, what's going on with his dad? Who cares about that? His playing days are done. Well, Patrick Mahomes Sr., former MLB player, was just arrested for an alleged DWI, that's driving while intoxicated. It happens. We've all got a party animal inside us. But this is going to be his third DWI since 2018. He was arrested Saturday night in Tyler, Texas, about 100 miles east of Dallas. And the judge is not imposing a travel ban on Mahomes, but he is banned from drinking alcohol. I mean, yeah, I'm sure Patrick may be asked about this on at least one occasion. Probably shouldn't be. There's a time and a place. He's wanting to focus on the Super Bowl. But that's what makes this so sad. For him, I mean, for this to be his third DWI in a little over 5 years, it's clearly pointing to a bigger issue. And right before his son's Super Bowl, come on, man.
Well, yeah, the poor decision-making has several different layers to this. But no, I mean, Super Bowl media day is a complete madhouse where you have all these media who rarely, if ever, get access to these players except, you know, once a year. So they're going to ask them about anything and everything.
Yep.
It's a circus, and that's just how it is. And so, yeah, no, this will definitely be brought up. You know, Patrick will answer it, you know, the appropriate way, but it's just a shame for him that he has to be asked about it at all. And, you know, what we've talked about and kind of marveled at is that, you know, all of the chaos and drama and crap that surrounds Patrick that he has really nothing to do with other than his last name being Mahomes and how he has been able to rise above that and still put up the performances and the consistency that we see out of him. It's a testament to him, his work ethic, and, you know, you would say upbringing, but, you know, I mean, maybe this wasn't the case, you know, with his dad and the family life growing up. But for whatever reason, you know, he's had to answer the questions about his brother Jackson and now his dad. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's unfortunate. 6:45, health, business, and science notes right after traffic and weather.
Well, during our last traffic and weather update, I mentioned some accident reports I was seeing right by West 9 Mile Road. If you're traveling towards Pine Forest Road, there's some minor congestion in that area. I can only imagine that's being caused by the accident report, but it is very, very minor. So it doesn't look like it's really going to worsen for the time being. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything going on. So if you are dealing with some issues, they should not hold you up for particularly long.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up, and the rain is out, so it's moved out and will be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Sales of Apple's virtual reality headset have been steady since it hit store shelves over the weekend. Experts say this is the first generation of the Vision Pro. Expectations need to be tempered.
Be very careful when a company comes out with version one of anything. You may have to wait for a few versions before they perfect it. They get it lighter, and they certainly make it cheaper.
That's tech blogger Michael Garfield. It's $3,500, so definitely steep for most consumers. Apple is betting on the headset, promising more than 600 apps. Right now, some big ones are missing, including Netflix, Spotify, and YouTube. I'd be interested to know if the local Best Buy, or if there's anywhere local that will have one for demo that people can try out, because I would like to, you know, take a look. Obviously, we don't have an Apple store
right
within several hundred miles of us, but you know, I'd at least be interested in trying it out, just, you know, seeing what all the fuss is about. But the videos of people wearing them out in public is pretty wild, you know, just being honest. So
yeah, they do. They look like over-the-top goggles. Boeing will be taking a second look at 50 undelivered 737 MAX jets to fix some problems. Some of the planes were found to have misdrilled holes on their fuselages. The company said over the weekend that the delay will affect its production schedule, but in the end will improve overall quality and stability.
Yeah, an agreement reached between an engineering firm and residents of Flint, Michigan, who filed a class action lawsuit. Veolia North America will pay $25 million. The company consulted city officials on the quality of the water after the switch was made to the Flint River. They recommended the city use corrosion control to prevent lead from getting into the water. However, plaintiffs said the company failed to warn of corroding water pipes, which they claim extended the contamination.
And podcaster Joe Rogan has renewed his exclusive contract with Spotify. The multi-year deal is reportedly worth as much as $250 million. Spotify says that since the Joe Rogan Experience became exclusive in 2020, overall podcast consumption on Spotify has increased by 232%.
Yeah, also Netflix says consumers in Florida will be charged an additional 7.44% state service tax starting on February 15th. It appears that up until now, Netflix has been absorbing the cost, but will now pass it on to Florida subscribers.
Not a huge surprise there. And lastly here, a new study claims a weight loss drug helps lower blood pressure in adults who are overweight or obese. The study from an American Heart Association journal says that the drug, sold under the names Mounjaro for diabetes and Zepbound for obesity, significantly lowers blood pressure in obese or overweight adults who took it for 9 months. The bad news, experts say, is that the drugs remain too costly for the average American without sufficient insurance coverage.
Yeah, I will say that just being honest and open, I like to think that I'm authentic on the air as I would be in person, but today I took my third injection in my first month for Zepbound. I'm very thankful that through my wife's insurance, she has very good insurance, so that the cost is manageable for me. So I'm very thankful. And so for somebody who is using this, I look forward to seeing the positive results of that that study. Hopefully the same applies to me. So I have a little bit, I'll be able to share more as my journey to get to a more a healthier weight and be more active continues on this year. It's going to be the year of Joe when it comes to health and fitness and everything else. 6:50, we'll take a break there, get some pop culture notes, wacky stories, and good news when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and my left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked to Sheriff Bob Johnson on his way to Tallahassee to advocate for a bill that would let a cop, when he pulls you over, if you have signed up for the service, see that somebody in the car might have special needs, like be autistic or be deaf, for example. Very interesting bill. Also, talk with Ryan Jenkins, our farmer in Jay, Florida, about how farmers are choosing to grow peanuts this year and not any cotton and the logistics of that very difficult decision. Find the podcast at newsradio923.com.
Local experts share their expertise on the Pensacola Expert Panel. It's Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit early to this final traffic and weather report, but that is no problem because there's not much to cover anyway. We do have some minor congestion on West 9 Mile Road if you're traveling towards Pine Forest Road. We do have some like accident reports there in front of the 24 Express gas station. It's causing very minor congestion, so it's nothing that should hold you up for too long, but just something to keep an eye out for. Outside of that, it looks like pretty smooth sailing other than, let's see, this road here. This is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Drive. If you are traveling on that road, particularly near the intersection with East Gonzales Street, we've still got some backups in that area as well, so be on the lookout for that also.
Skies overnight will slowly be clearing up, and the rain is out, so it's moved out and will be dry for the next several days. Overnight lows will be in the 40s, and for the next few days with sunshine, highs will be in the mid to low 60s. So it's going to be dry through the rest of this work and school week, but over the weekend, we again have a chance for rain. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan, as we put a bow on a Monday, finishing up with some wacky stories. And if there's one thing that can make me laugh, it's peoples with a lack of self-awareness.
Okay.
Case in point, the city of Chicago, the joke literally writes itself.
Chicago became the largest U.S. city to call for a ceasefire in Gaza, and in return, Gaza called for a ceasefire in Chicago.
Yeah. Michael Che on SNL over the weekend. Yeah, I mean, that's the easiest joke anybody's ever written there. So last week, apparently, the city council met to discuss this. A heated debate. Mayor Brandon Johnson was the tie-breaking vote. I have to believe at some point in the discussions, the heated debate, the lengthy debate, it was that somebody brought up the fact that, hey, don't you think that if we, the city of Chicago, crime capital of the U.S., decides to put this out, that somebody is going to say, hey, wait a second, let's take care of our own backyard first. I have to imagine that came up.
Oh, absolutely. Or at least it should have. Just a few weeks ago, a radio station in Oklahoma went off the air after thieves cut down a broadcast tower just to get about $100 worth of copper from the cables. You may remember us covering that story. Yeah. Well, now, on this last Friday, a station in Alabama announced that someone had stolen the entire 200-foot steel tower.
No idea how that happens.
Nope. And a building was also vandalized, and every piece of equipment inside was stolen out of it, too. I mean, if I were to ever look at a criminal and say, nice going, buddy, it would have to be that story. I mean, come on. I don't know how you pull that off.
I don't either. A young guy near San Bernardino, California, was at a public park the other day, needed to use the bathroom, but the men's room was full. So he figured he'd just pop into the ladies' room real quick, which was empty at the time. Unfortunately, two women walked in right after him, thought he was a perv. So they went back out, told somebody that somebody happened to be 33-year-old Rudy Vasquez, who waited outside with a gun. When the guy came out, Rudy apparently didn't ask questions, just decided to shoot him in the knee and pistol whipped him. People at the nearby skate park knew the victim and confirmed, nope, he's not a perv. He's very well liked and hangs out at the park and skates a lot. Paramedics got him to the hospital. Thankfully, the injuries were not life-threatening. Rudy is now charged with attempted murder. So,
as he should be. Why didn't you just say, hey, man, what are you doing in the women's bathroom?
Like, yeah.
I mean, and if he's like, oh, hey, I'm sorry. Oh, just a big misunderstanding.
Hey, men's room was full. I needed to go.
Yeah, sorry about that. I mean, just what? Some good news here. A bunch of current and former teachers at a middle school in Kentucky just hit the Powerball for $1 million.
I won! Oh, my gosh, we've won. You're right. What did we win? She goes, Reynolds, I think we won $1 million. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
We work extra jobs to pay our bills. We work, you know, we just look for it at anywhere that we can get it. And it's amazing just to have a little bit of relief for a second, some breathing room.
And so it wasn't the monetary as much as it was the symbol behind us being family and us doing this together.
Yeah, we hear a lot about teachers with, like, strikes and all that and not being paid enough. So this is really cool. They'd been pooling their money and playing the same numbers for 14 years, and it finally paid off. There were 30 of them, so that's about $33,000 each, $24,000 once you remove taxes.
Yeah, somebody in Norway drove their Tesla into an ice-cold fjord, started sinking. Luckily, people there love their saunas, and there just happened to be a floating sauna nearby. People in the sauna wearing nothing except the towels around their waist were able to rescue the driver, and I would imagine he was able to get warmed up pretty quickly given the sauna that was able to rescue him. So that's pretty cool there.
Definitely definition of right place at right time.
Yes, for sure. Didn't get to it in pop culture, but of course the Grammy Awards, Taylor Swift winning fourth album of the year, Lainey Wilson cleaning up best country album, and Tracy Chapman continuing to get a renaissance with Fast Car. She and Luke Combs did a duet that was very well received and appreciated. Her first public appearance in several years. She last went on tour in 2009.
My goodness.
So, yeah, I'm not sure how Luke was able to wrangle her in for that, but kudos to him for that. So cool stuff there. All right, same time, same place tomorrow. We may have a SpaceX splashdown to cover tomorrow.
Maybe.
So we will see you then, 4 to 7 tomorrow on Pensacola Right Now.